Burden, Nashville, Tennessee, June 15, 1904. Dear Brother Burden, I have many things to say which are greatly burdening my mind. I feel pressed as a cart beneath sheaves. I have read your letter carefully. My brother, you will need much patience, but do not, I entreat of you, look on the dark side. If ever there was a time when we all needed to make haste slowly, it is now. I have a message for you. Do not connect in any way with Battle Creek or with Dr. Kellogg. This God forbids. You will shortly see things that will show you the reason for this. I ask you to be of good courage. Satan is working in every way to bring in an element of rebellion and confusion. Please be patient for a little while longer. Your time and energy should not be absorbed in the health food work. This will not pay. Help them as you have opportunity, but do not bind yourself to that work. The Lord will make it manifest to his people that he is God. He wants you to trust wholly in him. Time is short, and we are seeking the Lord that we may know and do his will. Let us, my dear brother, hide ourselves with Christ in God. Let us draw near to God that he may draw near to us. We are every one of us to be heralds of the gospel, that the good news of salvation through Christ may be proclaimed throughout the world. Every soul who has not heard the third angel's message must hear it. Christ is our advocate in the courts of heaven. To him we are to make all our appeals. Through him we have peace with God and rejoice in the hope of salvation. We are to bear to others the glad tidings of pardon through Christ. My brother, do not look on the dark side, but proclaim the glad tidings. Do not decide just now to give yourself up to taking a medical course. You know not what may take place. What you and your wife and your sisters need is a strong hold upon the one who can lead you safely. We are God's little children. We are to be as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, proclaiming the good news of forgiveness and salvation through a crucified and risen Savior. We are to walk and work in the meekness and lowliness of Christ, our hearts filled with his peace. The enemy is trying to keep minds in an uncertain, unsettled condition. But Christ lives. He is light and hope and assurance forever. Let your light shine forth to others. Let the words of truth come from lips touched with holy fire. We need the life and peace and joy of Christ that we may help the people. The Lord is coming. Let the message of preparation sound forth everywhere. Let it reach from heart to heart, from home to home, from country to country. There are many who are waiting for this message. Do not be discouraged. Everything may seem to be in confusion, but the Lord lives, and his peace and his comfort are for you. Difficulties will arise, but there is one who never changes. I must now prepare to go to Graysville. We leave Nashville this morning. From Graysville, we shall go to Huntsville. I have never visited either of these places. All day yesterday, we were looking at sanitarium sites. We looked at one beautiful place, about 5 miles from Nashville, away from the din and the smoke of the city. It is offered for $30,000. There are 385 acres of land, and should we decide to purchase the place, we should hope to sell enough to help to pay for the rest. This place would be a favorable location for a camp meeting. Elder Butler and Elder Haskell have been searching for a place in the city on which to pitch the tent for tent meetings, but have not yet succeeded in finding a suitable place. I am trusting the Lord God of Israel. We are servants, entrusted by our absent Lord with the charge of his household affairs, and he expects us always to be ready for his return. I must close now. Sarah has just come in and says, "Have you your things all ready for me to pack? Be of good cheer. Have faith in God, and you will see of his salvation. I will write again soon."